public on Substack have received documents from a whistleblower who was recruited to participate in the Cyber Threat Intelligence League, or CTIL, through cybersecurity meetings hosted by the Department of Homeland Security. These documents reveal how the U.S. government recruited a web of NGOs and private individuals to do what the government cannot lawfully do, censor and subvert the American people. Led by military contractor Sarah Jane Terp and Pablo Brewer of U.S. Special Operations, a primary objective was to replace words like propaganda and censorship with the term cognitive security in the ethos of the cybersecurity industry.
Cognitive security is the thing you want to have. You want to protect that cognitive layer. It's about pollution. Misinformation, disinformation is a form of pollution across the internet. And just because we're going to get comments about this, my position on this is clear, has always been clear. We don't want to remove people's voices. What we're trying to remove is artificial megaphones.
They wrote that the third pillar of the information environment should be the cognitive dimension, which is just another way of saying mind control.
You're not trying to get people to believe lies most of the time. Most of the time, you're trying to change their belief sets. And in fact, really, deeper than that, you're trying to change, to shift their internal narrative slightly, or at least use their internal narratives.
Brewer explained how this cognitive social engineering needs to be customized for Americans.
Different audiences are going to require different methods of delivery and different messages, and that's because they've got these pre-existing social and cognitive biases. So if you talk to the average Chinese citizen, they absolutely believe that the Great Firewall of China is not there for censorship. They believe that it's there because the People's Republic of China and the Chinese Communist Party want to protect their citizenry, and they absolutely believe that's a good thing. If the U.S. government tried to sell that narrative, we would absolutely lose our minds and say, no, this is a violation of our First Amendment rights. So the in-group and out-group messaging have to be often different.
Another term they used to justify their crimes against the American people is public-private partnership. To work around violating Americans' constitutional rights, private citizens did the dirty work under government supervision. Terp and Brewer openly admit that they are set up as a private NGO to censor American citizens for the U.S. military.
I wear two hats, and I mentioned the one hat is the director of the Donovan Group, the military director of the Donovan Group, which is that future studies and think tank. In my other hat, I'm what they call an innovation officer. I'm one of two innovation officers at SoftWorks, which is a completely unclassified 501c3 nonprofit that's funded by U.S. Special Operations Command. And that's so that we can get after non-traditional problems and non-traditional tactics and work with non-traditional partners.
They targeted people who were protesting the lockdowns and developed the DISARM framework, which was employed by the World Health Organization for countering anti-vaccination campaigns. They subvert social media companies, and they report website domains to registrars. To influence public opinion, they create fake accounts and infiltrate private groups. They train influencers to spread their messaging, and they pressure banks to cut off people's accounts. For more of this, go to Public on Substack, who will be pressing our elected officials with these documents. Greg Reese reporting.